Yes, yes. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Of your presence, the climate of your presence. Thank you, and thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for lives touched and destinies changed. We are grateful. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the freshness of your presence here this morning. The freshness of your spirit here this morning. We slept, we awake, you sustained us. Thank you, Master, because there is not one person here today that will leave here the same way they have come. Breathe upon your children. Do something new in everyone's life. And let today be a new beginning. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, with your hands and give Him the praise. With your hands and give Him the praise. Don't sit down yet. Now give Him a big clap of and a shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. I don't know the reason for this song now that it's about to come. But I believe that God is about to do something. In fact, He has done something for somebody. He has done something for somebody. He has done something for somebody that no man could have done. No power could have done. And no man could have stopped. No man could have done it. No man could have stopped it. What you do, your knee, yo. No, yeah, can you have that, no. Oh, yeah. to someone here, Jehovah is doing something for you that no devil can start and no devil can stop. He's doing something for you that nobody can stop. It's already done. From the service, you will get to know. Give him a clap as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. And we give you the adoration in Jesus' precious name. I welcome you all the way from Lagos, Otta. From our Father in the Lord, the 40th anniversary of their ministry and the great impact that it has generated in our generation and also in our commission. I'll tell you about that at the end of the service. This morning, we are looking at the connection between vision and destiny. And this is part 2. Genesis chapter 24. First of all, 13 verse 1. And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. Verse 14. Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver and gold. And then verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Our objective this morning in this subject is first of all to understand what vision is about. And next, to unravel people of vision in scriptures. Then we shall understand vision and destiny, the role it plays. And then we shall understand the place of the Holy Spirit in vision. So we'll understand vision. We'll unravel people of vision in scripture. We'll understand vision and destiny. Then we'll understand the place of the Holy Spirit in vision. Vision is vehicle for destiny. Every great destiny happens as a product of great vision. There are so many people today whose destinies could have been greater than what it is if they had lived with vision. The Bible did not say my people are destroyed because the devil is too powerful. My people are destroyed because the witchcraft is too much. It said my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And where there is no vision, that was Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, and where there is no vision, Proverbs 28 and in verse 19, the people perish. The people are stripped of honor. They are stripped of dignity where there is no vision. We are going to look through scriptures and see examples of people who functioned with vision and what the vision did for them. In the first service, we saw Abraham, how Abraham, by the frequency of vision, was able to see the land of promise, the land of Israel, literally 450 years before the children of Israel possessed the land. We saw how Abraham had no child, and God made him to see the stars. And God changed his name to Father of Nations. So that vision, the reality of having children, could come to pass. We saw how David stood in front of Goliath with no sword in his hand and decided the end of the battle before he threw the stone. He saw Goliath there. He saw him cutting Goliath's head, even when there was no sword in his hand. We saw that power of vision. In this service, we shall look at the life of Jacob. Example of Jacob, how Jacob painted the picture of what he wanted in front of the animals of Laban. Laban was such a crooked man. It was cunning man that met cunning man. And he kept on changing the condition of service for Jacob. And Jacob devised a means where the animals would deliver according to what his salary was meant to be. The man was using the color, the skin color of the animal, whether they were striped or whether they were patched or whatever, to determine what should be paid to Jacob. So if you say it will be black and white, then Jacob will paint black and white picture in front of the animals while they mated, and they gave birth according to what they saw. If it was brown and whatever, he will paint. That was in Genesis chapter 30 verse 37 all the way to verse 40. And the Bible said, and Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of the hazel and chestnut tree and peeled white streaks in them and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods and brought forth cattle, ring straight, speckled and spotted. They were giving birth to animals according to what they saw. At times it was contrary to their genetic makeup. At times it was contrary to what was possible for them to give birth. But yet, because the vision was in front of them, what Jacob wanted was placed in front of the animals, and the animals deliver according to what they saw. Am I communicating at all? When you are a man of vision, you are a victor over opposition. People of vision are never at the mercy of human opposition. People may try to oppose you, but they can't stop you. They may set rules and set regulations to limit your life and limit your destiny, but they are able to eventually resist you. So when Laban saw that this was the trend and the animals were giving birth accordingly, he would change the condition, and Jacob would change the vision, and the animals will deliver accordingly. I speak to somebody here today in the name that is above every name, by the power of vision that is going to be functional in your life. Every opposition of witchcraft, opposition from the pit of hell that has been set in front of you in this season, they shall collapse. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. The opposition shall collapse. The opposition shall fade away. Shout the loudest, amen. If you can see it, no wicked boss can stop you. If you can see it, no economy can stop you. If you can see it, no biology can stop you. That was the story of Jacob. And you move from there, and you go to our master, Jesus. Jesus was the embodiment, the epitome of vision. Jesus. In John chapter 18, verse 37, he was speaking to Pilate. Pilate said therefore unto him, are you a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. I know why I am born, that I should bear witness why I was born, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. To this end was I born. John chapter 10 verse 10, he said, the thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He knew why he was. He knew why he existed. He knew the reason why. And then in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, we saw how the Bible talked about looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He despised the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He was passing through something here, but there was something he is seeing there. And what he was passing through here could not swallow him. If you can see there, no devil can keep you here. Am I communicating at all? He was passing through the cross, but he was seeing the joy of the throne. He was seeing the joy that was set before him, and no devil could keep him here. I don't know the condition you found yourself right now, or you found yourself right now. Maybe you are battling with accommodation situation, or you are battling with marital stagnation, or you are battling with destiny frustration. I am here to announce to you, God is about to take you beyond where you are now. As you see beyond where you are, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, if the devil could not keep Joseph in the prison, and Lucifer could not keep Jesus on the cross, then no devil can keep you where you have been. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Hallelujah. If Jesus, please take your seat. The master and the creator needed vision to succeed, then you need vision. What is vision? Because of time. Vision, I gave two definitions earlier, and because of time, I may not go into it again. Let's quickly. Vision, we said, implies the time. Vision is man's insight into God's purpose for him. Jesus knew why he was. That insight into purpose was vision. When you understand exactly what God has brought you into the world to achieve with your life, it is called vision. Number two, we said that vision is the mental picture of expected future. What future you expect, the picture of it in your mind is called vision. You expect greatness, you expect fire, you expect unction, you expect generational impact. When the picture of it is in the mind, it is called vision. Now, number three and four, which we are dealing with in this service, vision is a clear definition of life's destination. A clear definition of life's destination. When you have a clear definition of the destination you are headed, it is called vision. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to 3, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end, he shall speak and not lie. Even though it tarry, wait for it. That is, my life is headed somewhere. Where is that place? An understanding of where my life is going is called vision. A clear definition of life's destination. There is somebody seated here. It is important for you to know that where you are now is not where you are going to end. That amen can be better. If you believe you are going to end where you are now, don't say any amen. But if you believe that where you are now is just a junction, is just a transient position, if you believe that your life is headed somewhere, that you are moving somewhere, that your story is changing shortly, then your amen will be the loudest. Why not? The Bible said, for the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more and more and more. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. The path of the just is the shining light that shining more and more and more unto the perfect day. You came from yesterday into today and the devil could not stop you. I announce to you, you are moving from today into tomorrow and no devil can stop you. Say the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It's a clear definition of life's destination. Number four, vision is a preplay of life's adventure. In vision, you preplay the future. In memory, you replay the past. Hello? The challenge is that many of us are using a lot of memory. We are using all our mind to focus on history. And that is not good for you. When you use all your mind to focus on history, you remain in the past. You remain outdated. You remain antiquated. You remain outmoded. You remain disconnected. Am I communicating? Outdated. Outmoded, outdated, antiquated. When the whole of your mind is focused on what happened before, the best you can do for yourself is not to replay the past, but to preplay the future. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? Don't replay the past, especially negative, terrible past. The only past you can replay is a positive, good past. Testimonious past. The type that David replayed. Where he said, the God who delivered me from the lion and the bear, he will deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. That is the type to replay. Am I communicating? Otherwise, the one what to do with your mind is to use it to preplay the future. I see myself and my wife and my children entering the sanctuary, coming out of a dignified house into a dignified vehicle, and stepping into a dignified assembly, and receiving some fire-rise word, and moving to impact my world. I see myself changing lives, building houses for widows and orphans. Is somebody here like that? I see myself changing the story of my generation. I see myself checking out devils from people. I see myself changing the stories of many. That is what to see. You preplay the future. Don't waste your life replaying the past. Is God speaking to anybody here? I speak to somebody here. Mashata kolabaraida. I've never seen an artist that molded something that is useless. They don't waste their time like that. I've seen people who painted me. And when I saw the painting, I was wondering whether I offended them in any way. To give me extra allowance for my nose and ears. But the guy is proud of his work. I am looking at it, what is this? And he's proud. He spent time in the same manner. El Shaddai is too business-minded to waste time manufacturing a non-entity. To waste time manufacturing a useless person. To waste his time creating somebody that is of no purpose on the earth. He won't do that. He will never do that. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? He said, I know the thoughts that I think of you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil. To give you an expected end. To take you somewhere enviable. To give you a future and a hope. To make you the envy of your family. The envy of your generation. Somebody who is going there, you will say amen like you are a believer. Give him a 30 second victory shout. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. What is the relationship between vision and destiny? All the ones I mentioned in the first service, I can't go over them because of time. I'll just start from number one in the second service, which is number seven overall. What is the connection? I'm going to make statements that connect vision and destiny. Number one, to be for anything, to be within your view, they must be with. Again, for anything to be within your reach, they must be within your view. If anything is going to be within your reach, it must be within your view. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 14 verse 27, for the Lord of hosts has purposed. Who can disannul? His hand is stretched out. Who can turn it back? The meaning is, God has seen it. He must touch it. What you can see determines what you can touch. If it is not seeable, it's not touchable. If it is not visible, it won't be tangible. The reason why you can't touch air is because you can't see it. Anything that you must handle must first be seen. Secondly, to live life to chance is to be without a chance. That is how powerful vision is to destiny. Whenever life is left to chance, man has no chance. This man said, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me inside the water. Jesus said, if you had waited like this, you would have waited forever. Wasted forever. Third, life must be lived inside out, not outside in. Life must be lived inside out, not outside in. That last reference was Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20. Inside out. Somebody asked me, what is the meaning of that? This is the meaning. The inner conditions of your heart determines the outward situation of your life. The inner condition of your mind will determine the outward condition, outward situation of your life. You cannot flourish on the inside and perish on the outside. You can't be beautiful on the inside and be ugly on the outside. That's why I say, guard your heart with all diligence. Proverbs 4:23, for out of it are the issues of life. The inner condition of your heart will determine the outward situation of your life. If you don't like your environment, change your environment. The reason why the madman is dirty outside is because his mind is scattered inside. Is God speaking to somebody here? Very important. I speak to somebody here today. The grace to readjust your mindset and readjust your mentality is released upon you right now in the name of Jesus. This will be number three, number four now, right? Four. To run out of vision is to run out of motion, action, and manifestation. To run out of vision is to run out of motion, action, and manifestation. Every time a person has lost vision, he will lose motion, he will lose action, and he will lose manifestation. Because scripture says, write the vision, make it plain, that he may run. That readeth it. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. And in verse 3 said, even if the vision tarry, wait for it, but because it must surely come. Provided there is vision, there will be motion, there will be action, and there will be manifestation. It will be a matter of time, but it must happen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Number 5, what you realize is at the mercy of what you visualize. What you capture is at the mercy of what you picture. What you realize is at the mercy of what you visualize. What you capture is at the mercy of what you picture. The meaning of that is, to realize it, you must visualize it. To capture it, you must picture it. Because he said, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 to 12, he said, what seest thou? Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see the rod of an almond tree. He said, you have seen well. And because you have seen well, I will hurry it to make it come to pass. Hasten my womb to make it come to pass. All the land which thou can see, to you will I give, and to your seed. Genesis chapter 13, and in verse 14 to 15. Somebody say a loud amen. I speak to someone here today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. That which is in front of you, Jehovah shall deliver it into your hands. He shall deliver them into your hands. Shout the loudest amen. Finally, everything in life happens twice. First, in the realm of the unseen, then in the realm of the seen. Everything in life happens twice. First, in the realm of the unseen, then in the realm of the seen. In the realm of the invisible, then in the realm of the visible. God created the heavens and the earth. He had a picture for the creation. He didn't just come randomly and say, oh, let things begin to, no. Let there be light. He was mentioning things. He was talking about fishes. When there, he saw the picture of fishes. He saw birds that will fly. He was describing the things, because you can only describe what you can define. He was describing what must be, and they became. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Medical school was a very, very horrible school at times. But especially in our part of the country. In my class of 120 people, the first professional exam, first MB, about 29 passed without receipt of 120 people. Right? And then after that exam, about 30 people were withdrawn. Between 30 and 40, we were told to go and look for another course. Alright? That was the kind of class that we went through. It's a bit easier now, maybe. But you know what? I have never imagined in the dream one day that I came to the notice board where they pasted the exam and I saw fail. It didn't cross once as a possibility that you could go, what am I saying? Fail anatomy or physiology or biochemistry? No. It didn't cross once. So, when exam results came out, students were afraid to go and look at the board, because they didn't know what they would see. Some will ask their friend to see their own for them. I will go boldly and just look at my own. I'm not surprised. Just go back. From class to class, from 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, not once. Because I couldn't picture returning back to write it. For as much as Jesus did not go to the cross twice. Go and see and receive and rewrite. It works anywhere. It works everywhere. As a student, whether as a preacher, a teacher, whatever is your realm. Things happen twice. First in the realm where it is not seen, and then in the realm where you see. This building, I called our architects together, who are professionals in the church. I described for them the kind of design they should make. I described it for them. So they went and brought six designs. And when I looked at the designs, I said, this is the one. This is the one that is the picture of what I described. There were meant to be pillars in the country because this place is too big not to have pillar. This is over 100 meters. This one is almost 274 meters, three football fields. And no pillar anywhere. I said, no pillar. Go and depillarize it. I don't want to be standing and preaching and somebody is looking and pillar is blocking his face. It's going to be costly. Yes, let's go. God, the silver is his, the gold is his. Is God speaking to somebody here? So, it happened first and then it was communicated to architects. Architects brought it from the mind to paper. Then from paper to the ground. I prophesy to someone here today. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. God in this season is about to blow the minds of those who know you. That amen can be a better one. Give a louder believers, amen. A louder believers, amen. A louder believers, amen. Take your seat and round off in 2 minutes. What is the role of the Holy Spirit in vision? Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 29. He said, in the last days, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Two things I said, if I'm repeating them. The Holy Ghost releases visions and dreams into the hearts or minds of the saints. Dreams and visions. In Acts chapter 2, verse 17, Peter reiterated this. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Upon all flesh. I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. I will pour out my spirit. The Holy Ghost puts in your heart what to think, what to imagine as you flow in the Spirit. Secondly, the Holy Spirit empowers vision and translates it into reality. Empowers vision, translates it into reality. It takes, the Bible said unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, ask or imagine. He does that. It takes the vision, what you are imagining, powers it,
And then makes it come to pass.
For most people who know you, they may think it is too big, it is unrealistic, it's impossible.
But he powers them and turns them into reality. Somebody say a loud amen.
Anybody ready for the Spirit's move this morning? It's a Holy Ghost service. And today, the spirit of confusion, lack of direction, that has plagued the mind of somebody, is about to die a natural death. The spirit of hopelessness and despair, where your face look empty, your eyes are empty, no expectation for tomorrow. The devil made you feel hopeless. That demon is about to be checked out right now.
Something dropped on me in the course of the service of the 40th anniversary of the Winners Chapel. It was a week-long program. It dropped on me like I have never, for almost 30 years, in the course of the ministration yesterday, I almost stepped out because of what the weight of it. And it was not on me for my sake, but for you and for everyone connected, related. Out of that thing that dropped, something is about to drop on you.
If you are saying amen, you will stand up and shout it louder. You will shout it loudest. Shout it loudest.
A mantle that does not know impossibility. A mantle that is precise, target specific. A mantle of clarity, of understanding, of divine purpose.
A mantle of fulfillment of life and life's assignment, where your life is not wasted.
It's about to come on you. Lift up your two hands. Holy Spirit, move me now and make my life whole again. Spirit move all over me. Spirit move all over me, over me. Holy Spirit, move me now. Make my life whole again.
Holy Spirit,
Bye.
Alright, check it. One more time. And begin to ask God for whatever you want Him to drop upon you. Begin to ask Him for something to drop upon you. Ask Him. Mahashata Kalaba. Asking God for something to drop on you. Ask Him what exactly are you trusting for?
The Spirit of the Lord is moving all over this place.
Fire of the Holy Ghost is about to come upon you. Injecting vision, injecting direction, injecting, and then also ejecting frustration and discouragement and despair and depression and lack of direction and confusion. It's your
hazard. The Spirit of the Lord is with me. All over this place, as the prophet said it should be. All over this place, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, of the Lord. All of His grace, the Spirit is moving. All of His grace, the Spirit is
lift your hands high now. Father, let it flow. 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 Let the fire from the throne. Let it flow. Lift your hands. Samagadi alala hasha. Let the rest of the Bagaya alala. Out of five to scream, I receive. You are receiving an impartation of the Spirit of God, a release of the power of the Holy Ghost, and then burst out in tongues, and something will drop upon you. Father, let it be. Let it be in the name of Jesus. At the count of five, in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you ready? Lift your hands high again. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4. And the release of clarity. Damage of confusion.
hopelessness. You shall live. You shall fulfill your days. And life is worth living. The devil will not take you out before your time. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat 1 minute.
You have a name above.
Somebody received an injection like in the dream of the night, in the right buttock. That affliction is returned back to hell. Check if the pain is gone. Somebody's breast, satanic arrow, fire sensation, peppery sensation, lump, growth. Fear of death has just left. Check it. You can't feel the pain. You can't feel the lump. You can't feel the pepperishness. You can't feel anything. Somebody's right eye has been healed. Don't know what it is. Whether it's totally blind. That's right. Case was mentioned and you experienced a healing, quickly step out and let's see what happened. And in case it wasn't mentioned but you are healed of something, somebody's growth on the neck is also healed. Whether it's a goiter or whatever it is, check yourself. And right now, that door you have been knocking at the door, and you've been trusting God for an open door. Just now, the door just opened. They will send for you. Before this day is over, they will call for you. The spirit of near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough, is arrested right now. What you are expecting shall happen. It shall happen. It shall come to pass. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat.
Yes. Last Sunday night, she said in the dream of the night, she received an injection. And then she woke up a few days later and realized that the place became hard, very painful. And she came into the service in that state. On that same day she received the injection, she began to bleed.
She began to bleed.
Wow. But after the word went forth this morning, she checked and realized that that hardened mass had dematerialized. There is no more pain.
Okay. Were you walking with a limp before then? Okay. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, every evil arrow, every missile fired into your body from the pit of hell to disrupt your destiny, back to sender. It's refired back to sender. Back to sender. Somebody shout, back to sender. Yes.
Sir, on Friday, in the dream of the night, on the right buttock, just like you mentioned, she was injected. She came out. When she woke up, the mark was here, the pain was here, and she felt drained of strength. And she has been sick since then.
And what has happened?
Right now, she's free, the pain is gone.
Testimony. She's free, the pain is gone. Lift up your hands. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Fire of the Holy Ghost. We come back to who sent it. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender. Back, 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 back to sender. Back to sender. Back, 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 back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. What happened?
Just like my sister, she said she was injected also in the dream of the night, and this left from the left hip all down to the leg, very terrible pain. But as the word was declared,
just a moment.
As the word was declared again, the pain and everything she felt before coming disappeared.
Give the Lord the praise. Lift up your hands. Father, somebody say after me, say in the name of Jesus, every arrow from the pit of hell looking for me, return back to hell. Now.
Sir, a year ago, she was injected in a dream. And as a result, she developed weakness of the body, pains in the chest, lump in the right breast. But as the word went forth now, everything disappeared.
Both the lump is gone.
Everything is gone.
And the pain is gone.
Pain. In addition, sir, she also developed pain in the right eye. I see they were pouring sand continuously in that right eye.
Everything belonged to her. The injection, the breast condition, the eye condition, all in one.
Yes, sir. And she's free.
And she's free of all of them.
All of them.
If somebody's sitting and looking, God is about to handle everything in your life. How many of you are expecting God? Not just to touch one area of your life, but to heal everything, touch everything. Lift your hands and say, Father, do a complete work in my life today. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Yes.
Stop. Yes, sir. She breastfed a baby in the dream 2 weeks ago. And she woke up with pain on both breasts. She came with the pain right into the service. But right now, all has disappeared.
Somebody shout, power! Power! Say, every evil arrow set my way to this joy.
If you take one or two more, we'll close here because of time.
Okay.
Any of the rest can take in the next service.
Sir, this is Sister Blessing. She said she traveled to the village last week. When she returned, she started hearing voices. A voice would tell her, pull your clothes, run out now.
Spirit of madness.
Yes, she couldn't sleep. But while the ministration was going on, she said something left her head.
Wow.
Flew out of her head and now the brain is calm.
Somebody give the Lord a shout of victory. This lady was almost going to run mad. Pull your cloth, run. Until she came here and that power went back. Can you stand up on your feet 1 minute? And lift your hands and say in the name of Jesus, every evil arrow from anywhere looking for me, return back to hell. Now! Back. Masha Kokola Baba. He's gone. In Jesus' name, yes.
So our brother here, he said somebody fed him.
Please sit down.
Somebody fed him with food in the night, in the dream of the night.
He told the person he was hungry.
So he came in that very condition to the church, and he felt physically the food in the throat. But after that declaration, everything is over.
It is over forever. In Jesus' name. The rest of us, I guess we can return back to our seat now. Please let the pastor know in this third service that you have a testimony that you'll take it. God bless you. It's over. In Jesus' name. Lift up your right hand, people.
How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? How great.
In the first time, I told the people, I said, there is a very easy way. Somebody say easy. Easy way to get God to answer your prayers. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. When you have done that, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Go bring your friend, your classmate, your neighbor in your neighborhood, your colleague in the office. Tell them, come and see what God is doing in our church. Don't just invite them. Lead them to Christ. Supervise their surrender to Jesus. That is what you mean by your fruit should remain. They shouldn't just follow you to church once, they should remain. Foundation class, you assist them through.
got them planted in the home cell. Then you are watching them growing. Already is standing and doing ushering work. Already is in the choir or something.
He said, do that. Then whatever you ask, I will do it for you.
That is, do what bothers me. Souls, people's soul. As people are going to hell, it bothers God. Do what bothers me. I will do what bothers you. He said, why do you want me to be concerned about your concern? When you are not concerned about my concern. Take this practical from this day forward for the rest of the Sundays of the year. Don't come to church alone, just by yourself, as a religious activity. Be now very active. He said, compel them to come, that my house will be overflowing. 5 services every Sunday. People everywhere. Then whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, I don't have prayer requests for my life. Very minimal. Very minimal prayer for myself. Most of my praying, 99.9%, will be more grace to help more people. Are we going to do it? I'll remind you. The whole of this week, we're going to have materials available for tracts, for evangelism, where you can do that. Let your Christianity be practical, and you will see God practical. Let your going to church be practical, and you will see practical demonstrations of the power of God. You will see miracles, and see every single day of your life will become a miracle. I see miracles continuously. That shall be your portion. But if you are here today and you are saying, Pastor, I want to be saved first. I heard the message you preached and I want to surrender myself to Jesus. Quickly carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and rush to the front. As I give you the count of 7, you are tied by an addiction of smoking, drinking, womanizing, pornography, adultery, fornication, stealing, lying, cheating, duping, fraud, unforgiveness, bitterness. Any of these lifestyles that has bound you, I'd like you to come forward and you'll be delivered. Or you backslid and you want to rededicate to Jesus, I'll give you the count of 7. Quickly, 1.
I surrender all to you.
2. Don't be the last to come.
I give to you. I surrender all to you.
3.
Everything I give.
Those coming in from God service can hold on until that service place. And anywhere you are, be seated. Keep coming. 3, 4. 5, 6, and 7. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4. 7.
Hallelujah.
Place the right hand on your chest and lift up the other hand.
And pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken of your life. The grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name.